afternoon, it's 5:06 and 74 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
That sunlight can hit the forest floor and dry those leaves.
Fall fire season began this week in the Daniel Boone National Forest.
The pandemic continues to impact lifestyle and wellness for Appalachians.
A new report says rural areas have higher COVID rates.
Emergency responders are pushing through the pandemic.
The Commonwealth is prioritizing COVID patients to get the antibody treatment.
The vaccine mandate at one Kentucky hospital will stand.
In sports, several MSU teams got big wins this weekend.
A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 60 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The fall fire season began this week in the Daniel Boone National Forest. The season lasts until December 15th. During that time, the state of Kentucky is under a burn ban, meaning people cannot burn things from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. E.J. Bunzendahl is the Daniel Boone National Forest Fire Management Officer. She says a combination of falling leaves and beautiful blue sky days can lead to problematic fires.
The sky is so blue because our air humidity is low. And if you have low relative humidity in the air, that essentially dries those fuels even further. So now you have dry air drying out the forest fuels on the forest floor, and you have sunlight able to hit that forest floor and dry those fuels even further.
Bunzendahl says forest landowners should also understand that if they're found responsible for a fire, they will be responsible to incur the entire cost of suppression of the fire, regardless of the area affected.
Health experts say the pandemic has continued to affect lifestyle and wellness for many Appalachians. New data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows 16 states now have an obesity rate of 35%, including Kentucky. Claire Richardson is Blue Ridge Community College's Recreation Center and Student Activities Director. She tells WHVS, introducing small changes to increase activity and improve diet can go a long way.
If you're working from home and you have Wi-Fi and you can go outside, take that Zoom meeting out in nature, because studies have shown that when you spend time in nature, even 20 or 30 minutes, your cortisol levels go down, so you're less stressed.
After being closed due to the pandemic, several gyms and fitness centers are opening back up and are available to help increase physical wellness.
A study published in September found that the rates of COVID-19 infections and deaths in rural areas are greater than those being observed in urban areas. The study from the Rural Policy Research Institute's Center for Rural Health Policy also found that Americans in rural areas are dying of COVID-19 at twice the rate of those in urban areas. According to Wave 3 News, as of September 15th, metropolitan areas were seeing a 7-day average death rate of 0.41, while rural areas have an average death rate of 0.85. The 7-day average in rural areas is nearly 67 confirmed COVID-19 cases per 100,000, while in urban areas, that number is around 43. The study noted that COVID-19 cases and mortality rates sharply dropped after the winter of 2020 until March, when there was a 2 to 3 month plateau. In July, cases began to rapidly increase.
Kentucky emergency responders continue to push through the pandemic. Carlos Coyle is the director of Madison County EMS. He tells LEX18, last week marked the busiest of the pandemic, transporting 32 known COVID-positive patients to hospitals. Coyle says the time on the road for crew is also increasing because when hospital capacity is a concern, the department has to go outside of Madison County for beds.
I think one day we had around 80 calls in one day, which is an incredible amount of calls for us. Our transports are longer. Typically, we're taking those people to Lexington, but those hospitals are already full as well. You would not be in this profession very long if you didn't care about people. So it's certainly tugging on the mental health of all healthcare workers and first responders.
Coyle says Madison County's vaccination rate continues to hover near 50%.
Kentucky is starting to prioritize those in need of monoclonal antibody treatments. WMKY's Alyssa White has the story.
After a nationwide shortage of antibodies 2 weeks ago, Governor Andy Beshear announced a new system to help determine who is eligible. The treatment gives patients a temporary immune system boost to prevent cases from becoming severe. Patients are only eligible if they have severe medical conditions that weaken their immune system, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, or cancer. Norton Hospital has been giving about 140 doses of the treatment each day and have seen 10 to 12% of people who received it still hospitalized. According to Wave 3, the federal government is currently supervising distribution to cap the number of treatments given to each state on a weekly basis. For WMKY News, I'm Alyssa White.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for Morehead State Public Radio comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum, and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, and mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Morehead, Rowan County, and Morehead State University.
A Kentucky judge is refusing to revisit an order upholding a vaccine mandate. WMKY's Devin Bartley has more.
A federal judge who upheld St. Elizabeth Healthcare's COVID-19 vaccine mandate has rejected a request to reconsider his decision. The Kentucky Inquirer reports that the order was filed in district court in Covington on Thursday. That's a day before the deadline for employees to be vaccinated or receive a medical or religious exemption. The judge ruled that claims raised by employees who have fought the mandate clearly did not merit injunctive relief. The suit was filed in early September by 40 employees at St. Elizabeth's, which has a staff of around 11,200 associates and physicians. For WMKY News, I'm Devin Bartley.
Lexington leaders are considering a proposal that would pay remote workers to move to the area. The proposal would cost the city $3.4 million. Remote workers would receive a $10,000 stipend to relocate. Lexington Mayor Linda Gordon tells WKYT she and other local leaders noted ongoing challenges of balancing a city budget.
If, you know, we thought people would be here for 10 or 15 years, that would be maybe a good thing. If they're only going to be here a couple years and then leave, I'm not sure what the benefit is of that. So I'm looking at more detail of it.
Gordon says Lexington is doing okay financially, even though many businesses have closed due to the pandemic. The proposal would bring up to 200 remote workers to Lexington within 2 years.
Churchill Downs Incorporated announced a downtown Louisville Derby City gaming facility. Officials say the expansion could mean a lot of money being spent in the state. Kentucky State Minority Floor Leader Morgan McGarvey tells Wave 3 News a tax plan loophole means the state is missing out on millions.
We've watched carloads of cash drive across the river into other states. And instead of allowing that money to stay here, now we're building slot machines in downtown Louisville, but we're not calling them slot machines and we're not taxing the slot machines.
State Representative Kim King pre-filed a bill request 367 to raise traditional horse racing tax.
Ford is creating 5,000 new job opportunities in Kentucky for an electric vehicle battery manufacturing complex in Glendale, making it the single largest economic development project in Kentucky history. The development is part of an $11.4 billion investment in Kentucky and Tennessee that will in total create 11,000 jobs. University of Kentucky economics professor Dr. Kenneth Trosky tells WKYT some benefits with the project include training for a skilled workforce and addressing problems where the state is lacking.
Well, you know, there's still things that are confronting us. We still have, you know, fairly low income, low skills, low, you know, educational attainment, low average income. So this helps, but, you know, we got other things to do.
Trosky says though the battery plant will be in Hardin County, it's a project that can benefit Kentucky as a whole.
taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, patchy fog before 9 a.m. and a slight chance of showers in the afternoon hours, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Wednesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 62. And for your Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 73.
On our feature segment today, a local hospital's philanthropic arm raised nearly $50,000 last month. WMKY's Keneally Roberts reports.
The money was raised during the St. Clair Foundation's annual golf outing held this year on September 2nd. Foundation Executive Director Tom Lewis says the event is in its 26th year.
The only year that we missed as far as an in-person event was last year because of the COVID situation and basically nothing happening last year for a lot of people, but we were thankfully able to hold the event this year.
Lewis says this is one of the foundation's better years in terms of donations received.
In fact, it was about a 23, almost 25% increase over what we raised in our 2019 outing and almost double what we brought in last year when we did what we called our charity golf unscramble.
The funds raised by the golf outing go toward the healthcare system's charity care efforts.
There are a number of individuals that St. Clair serves that qualify for what's called traditional charity care, where their income level is low enough that they either don't have to pay anything or they get a significantly reduced rate because they're already struggling so much economically.
Lewis says the golf outing has been a dependable source of fundraising for SCH.
Over the years, over the 26 years that we have done this, we have been fortunate enough to raise more than $1.7 million in cash and tangible donations to support our charity care efforts at St. Clair.
Lewis says the annual event and others like it help cover the tab in the hospital's goal to provide care to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay.
This has been one of the ways that we've been able to offset our costs and what end up being losses from a bookkeeping perspective. Last fiscal year, we recorded about $5.4 million in charity and uncompensated care at cost.
Overall, though, Lewis says fundraising is tricky at the moment, but he's very grateful to everyone who has and will donate.
Because of the economic impact of the pandemic, a lot of people, including a lot of our regular supporters, have struggled. And so we recognize that some businesses, some individuals who in the past have been able to support our efforts, are struggling themselves. And so that has magnified the need. Thankfully, we had probably a dozen new sponsors, first-time sponsors, who stepped up.
For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
It's 74 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Jonathan Burton, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Ethan Jenkins has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us at the beginning of your work week.
Moorhead State Athletics did a lot of winning over the weekend. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ethan Jenkins. Moorhead State junior quarterback Mark Pappas threw for a program record 481 yards and 6 touchdowns, including 3 to senior wideout B.J. Byrd, as the Eagles outlasted visiting Dayton 45-38 in overtime Saturday at Jane Stadium. Byrd also hauled in a career-best 14 catches for 191 yards to rank in the top 5 among single-game receiving performances in Moorhead State history. Going into the game, Head coach Rob Tenyer said he knew it would be a fight against the Flyers.
And they're really tough guys. You know, they don't make a lot of mistakes. So we don't have to play a perfect game, but we want to obviously chase perfection. But it's going to be one of them games where, you know, you need to bring it. You need to have a physical presence about yourself.
The Eagles return to action Saturday. They'll hit the road to take on Presbyterian at 1 o'clock. Morehead State volleyball racked up a couple wins over the weekend. Morehead State and Murray State played what seemed to be a never-ending set in the opening frame Friday, with the home team finally winning 38-36 in the highest-scoring single set in program history. The Eagles eventually won in three straight sets. Associate head coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says the team was put to the test in their second matchup with the Racers Saturday.
They made some changes based on what had been working against us on the first night, so it took us a little bit to adapt, but it was a really good fight to come out and win in five.
Next up for Morehead State volleyball is a midweek matchup against Tennessee Tech. MSU will face off with the Golden Eagles Wednesday in Cookeville at 7 o'clock. The Morehead State University rifle team won their first two competitions of the season over the weekend. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
A day after tying the program record for overall score, Morehead State Rifles set another record in its win over Georgia Southern Saturday. The Eagles got 3,590 or higher air totals to establish the program's record at 2,363. MSU added a 2,300 in small bore for a 4,663 total to top the other Eagles from Georgia. Senior Aaron Deal led the air rifle charge with a 593, followed closely by freshman Danielle Vigil with a 592. Junior Bryce Ward hit the 590 plateau as well. Katie Fry, Andrew Morris, and Grace Weber all shot 588. In small bore, Ward led the Eagles with a 582. Deal had a 577, and Vigil scored a 575. Morehead State returns to action Saturday when Perennial Power Kentucky visits Button Range. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State soccer stood toe-to-toe with the top projected team in the OVC for 45 minutes before finally falling to SIUE 5-0 Sunday afternoon. The team had momentum going into the game, having defeated Tennessee Tech 1-0 a few days prior. The loss is the first in conference play for the Eagles, who fall to 3-6-3 on the season and 1-1-1 in league play. Coach Warren Lipka says their matchup with the Cougars was a tale of two halves.
One end felt pretty good when we left the locker room, and then just everything that could go wrong went wrong. That's the thing about our game is when football and basketball and that you can't take a timeout and get everybody together and regroup them. You know, they're on their own out there. They need to regroup. And it was just one of those things where we made a couple real tactical errors and they punished us for it.
Next up, Morehead State looks to bounce back when they return home against Austin-Peay on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Rowan County Senior High School football team got back in the win column Friday. The Vikings hosted Holmes out of Covington and defeated the Bulldogs 14-8. With the team now at 4-3, head coach Kelly Ford says the victory was a must for his guys.
Our guys came out, did a really good job defensively and offensively, but offensively we kind of shot ourselves in the foot several times with penalties. Seems like that we would get a good drive and then we was going backwards, so. One thing we got to get corrected this week is our penalties on the offensive side, but really, really happy the way our defense played and flew around and made some great tackles.
Rowan will return to district play Friday night. They'll be at home to host Harrison County at 7:30. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team has a lot on their plate this week. In addition to picking up a game against Morgan County, the Vikings will also be playing in another tournament. The Eastern Kentucky Tournament of Champions will be the fourth tournament the team has played this season. Head coach Steve Walter says there's a reason for that.
We'll go anywhere to try and find a wide variety and very competitive tournaments. You know, we're in the Bluegrass Invitational, which is a very big, hot tournament. We're in Thoroughbred Smash, which is another large Lexington-based tournament. We're hosting our own this year, which is going to have the top teams from the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th region in it.
The Vikings will host Morgan County tomorrow evening. First set against the Lady Cougars will begin at 6 o'clock. That'll do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's and the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The major averages took steep losses to start the week as investors continued their rotation out of technology stocks amid rising bond yields. And the Dow Industrials finished the day with a loss of 1% at 34,002.92. The S&P 500 was down 1.3% at 4,300.46. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 2.8%. At 14,255.49. Large tech shares like Apple, Nvidia, Amazon, and Microsoft were all lower as investors eyed bond yields. A surge in rates to end September knocked highly valued tech stocks. Today, the 10-year Treasury was slightly higher, trading around 1.48%. And, of course, at one point last week, the 10-year Treasury hit 1.56%. And, of course, higher interest rates are thought to be a very big negative for your high-growth tech stocks. In the tech sector in particular, social media giant Facebook was down almost 5% after being accused of being a betrayal of democracy by a whistleblower who appeared on the 60 Minutes news show on Sunday. On the positive side, Tesla was up almost 1% after the company said that it delivered 241,300 electric vehicles during the third quarter, well above analyst estimates. Merck shares gained 2.1%, following through on the 8% surge on Friday after the drug maker said its oral antiviral treatment developed with Ridgeback Biotherapeutics for COVID-19 reduced the hospitalization or death rate by 50% for COVID patients with mild or moderate cases. Southwest Airlines was up 1.3% after an upgrade, and the same analyst also upgraded the North American airline sector itself to positive from neutral. Energy stocks also rose amid an uptick in oil prices. ExxonMobil is up 1.3%, and ConocoPhillips rallied 2%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 36 cents at 6.07, Marathon Petroleum down 54 cents at 63.02, AEP up $1.66 at 83.04, CSX up 17 cents at 30.51, Community Trust Bank up 20 cents at 43.08, and Kroger was up 49 cents to finish at 39.63. Reporting from national offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Keneally Roberts, Alyssa White, Ethan Jenkins, Sarah Mead, Devin Bartley, and Jonathan Burton. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.